This weekend has been a little bit infuriating, to say the least. Lots of stuff going on. But if I had listened to this record earlier in the weekend, I probably wouldn't be feeling this bad. It's just something else. Hello, my name is Sam, and today we are going to be looking at the latest record from Chunk, no, Captain Chunk, entitled Gone Are the Good Days. This is the fourth full-length record from the Paris-based rock band, their first, in fact, since their hiatus back in 2016. Now, I wasn't really into this band or had ever even heard of their music before 2020. They just flew under my radar continuously. But their announcement on the Fearless at Home livestream was one of the most talked about things during the entirety of the livestream. And considering that I had never even listened to their music before, but the amount of buzz that they were getting was so massive, give this a spin when it came out. And I have to give it to Chunk. They created something that even newer listeners like myself would enjoy, while hopefully keeping their older fans on their good side. So the best way to really describe this type of music is the term easycore, which I did have to do a little bit of research to 100% get a handle on. It's a style of music that was popularized in the early 2010s. It's a fusion of a lot of scene elements such as the breakdown and heavy chugging guitars, but not tuned down to the point where it feels like metal. It's easy, I guess. It feels like angrier pop punk. It was popularized by bands such as A Day to Remember and 4 Years Strong, and also Chunk, no Captain Chunk, but I am more familiar with the prior two bands. And out of those two, 4 Years Strong is the one that I continuously go back to. What I like about 4 Years Strong is that they feel like the type of pop punk that I would listen to if I was either super hyped or super angry. It just worked with either of those two categories. This record is just a great example at conveying both of those emotions in tandem. From the first track, Bitter, you have a pretty good sense as to what you're getting into. It's heavy, while also staying relatively light in comparison with other stuff that's come out this year. It feels like 10's Easycore era had this massive production cleanup, and this is what came out of that. I will say, though, that this song and then the subsequent song, Drift Away, in particular, both suffer from the same problem. They feel incomplete. I feel like both of these could have gone after the second chorus, but instead they sort of halt in their tracks. They could have easily been a bit longer. Don't get me wrong though, the tracks are both very good and fun in their own right, but this was a little bit of a setback. There were a few tracks on here that just felt like they were born from the collective energies of mosh pits throughout the globe. Like the track True Colors, which is a non-stop rager that still feels incredibly passionate. Since this is an easycore sound, there are also some easier tracks that don't rely too much on this aggression. Case in point, the incredible track Complete You. The song is very bittersweet. It has the lyrics of a fractured relationship, but it's really the production and the sonic qualities that take center stage for me here. There's an airy intro to the song alongside only one real source of heavy guitars, whereas the lead guitar is a little bit less pronounced, which I felt like was a nice little shift. More cleans and a lighter ambiance, and goddammit, the saxophone solo is the best fucking moment on this album. My face lit up like a Christmas tree when I heard that. I thought it was going to be a breakdown, actually, but it turned out to be the exact opposite, and I loved it. It was amazing. My one complaint with the song is that the fade-out kind of killed off a bit of the traction, but even with that little blunder, this is still an incredible listen. I feel like if there was any one song that I would recommend to someone, it would probably be this one, even if it wasn't my absolute 100% favorite on the record. It's still a great track. In the same vein as the saxophone, the group tries out a few things every now and again, from the sort of acoustic intro to Marigold to the synthy intro of Painkillers. However, with both of these songs, the band phases those little elements out pretty quickly, and then eventually turn back into the easycore sound that you've already heard on the record. Granted, it is a good sound, but it still feels like there could have been a little bit more to explore with those sounds specifically. The transitions are pretty nice though, they feel pretty natural, so it's not the biggest problem. The exception to this idea of the easycore sound is the penultimate track, Tongue Tied, which feels like a nice breeze on the beach. I got really big Life is Strange vibes. Like this would be playing as the title sequence came up. It's a very nice song, but I think what really shocked me about this track was the uncredited guest vocals from Yvette Young of instrumental math rock band Covet. Now that's a band that I'm kind of on the fence about. I'm not really their biggest fan, but I still respect them for their technicality and just their overall talent. But Yvette, oh man, you really took the energy of this track and made it your own. Great, great, great stuff. My one big question on this album, and it's not really much of a complaint as much as it's just a question is based around this track called Blame It on This Song, which for all intents and purposes is a banger. It's a fun chugging song, fits well on the album. There's nothing wrong with the song itself. It's just the fact that it was released back in 2016. 5 years ago. This song was released before I was even into this genre of music. Hell, before I even knew about this genre or any of the bands associated with it. I didn't even know any of that existed. I'm very curious as to why this is on here. I'm just a little bit confused. Now, lyrically, this is probably the easiest listen that I have had in a while. The density of the lyrics isn't really there. And honestly, with a record that is situated around this easycore sound, I feel like that's for the best. This is a record that is supposed to be taken seriously to a degree. Not the degree that I have seen on other albums, but you're supposed to have a fun time listening to this record. That's not to say that there aren't any lyrical highlights. Quite the opposite. Take this lyric from the fourth track, Marigold. If we were to paint a perfect picture of the life we strive to get, we'd probably trace each other's over and leave out the old lives we regret. That was really well said. The track specifically was interesting because sonically it was awesome, especially the ending, which felt like the most controlled chaos on the album. However, I will say that the chorus left a lot to be desired. The last two lyrics in particular felt pretty crammed in there. Still a great song though. The song that stood out to me lyrically, however, was undoubtedly the final track, aptly titled Finn, which talks about living your life like a movie. When life is like a movie that nobody will ever see, it ends with the beginning while the credits are running. I took this as the idea that the band is wrapping up one aspect of the career, mainly the idea that they were on hiatus, and are now creating something else, a new film for their lives, the start of a new era. That's what I'm hoping, because I would love to see them in the future. The lyrics are very heartwarming, even the paid in a pound of flesh line. And the whole of the song was just awesome. Vocally, the screaming and the singing work very well together. They are separated enough to the point where they both sound well in the song and with each other. And this actually led me to a realization that just applies to the whole of core music. I like the idea of having the screaming vocalist and the clean vocalist as two different people. Some people can pull the duality off well enough, but it takes a very specific type of person to do this. Thinking Chris Motionless from Motionless in White, or in the case of the duality, it's probably why I like early era Crown the Empire and Issues. They both have that dynamic that doesn't revolve around one singular person. And that's probably just another reason why I like this album too. So if there was anything that I could take away from this album, it is a definite zone in aspect of core music that I enjoy and that I can really talk about. So, with regards to favorite tracks, some of my favorite tracks that I've already talked about are Complete You and Finn. There's also the title track, Gone Are the Good Days. It felt like it had all of the key components that I wanted from a song on this album. It's fleshed out with three choruses. There's the bridge, the super clean guitars, the chorus is well written, and there's also a partial breakdown, which was a nice touch. The whole of the thing felt very articulate and fun to listen to. It deserved the title track spot. Then we have Made for More, which is pretty similar to the title track with regards to what I liked, but it felt like there were even more 4 Years Strong vibes. It was just pummeling. And the blast beats that come in after every chorus were really cool too. It felt like the good qualities combined into one song. And with that said, I actually didn't really find any songs on here that I disliked or even thought were mediocre. The song Good Luck was probably the closest that I got. It's just super short and I don't really think it packed the bite that I was expecting. But yeah, if you couldn't tell, I loved the shit out of this record. It felt like the age that I was not around for, but put into 2021 standards. It's heavy, it's pummeling, but most of all, and easily the most important thing about this record, is that it is fun. It's fun. It was incredibly hard to wipe the smile off my face after I listened to this record, and it's easily earned its place on my repeat list. In the future, I would not be upset if the band puts out some new sounds or tries something different every now and again. But yeah, I think this record showcases the best qualities of Chunk No Captain Chunk in this particular era. They are in a great place. Gone Are the Good Days by Chunk No Captain Chunk on August 3rd, 2021. I'm giving this record a 9 out of 10. Thank you so much for listening to my review of Gone Are the Good Days by Chunk. No, Captain Chunk. I really do appreciate it. What did you think about this record? Did you like it? Did you love it? Did you hate it? Did you loathe it? I would love to know. My Instagram is textbookchaoticgood, all one word, much like the title of this show. I am wishing everybody happiness and health, and I will see you next time.